Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ike, I'm going to open up a monster right here because we're going to need this today, apparently.
Yeah.
Derek Barnett out for the season. He will undergo, or did he undergo, shoulder surgery. The game he missed before was for the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
We even mentioned yesterday that he hadn't really been heard from. So he is, according to Adam Schefter, out for the season.
Damn.
Which means Josh Sweat will now apparently have to get some reps on defense. And, like, you know what it does more than anything? It now when the ends were able to go down to tackle on passing downs, now that now they have to keep, now they can't do that. So now you're already thin at tackle. Now you're even thinner at tackle.
Yeah, this is not good news. Unless you're Michael Bennett, you're gonna get more snaps. You wanted them.
Yeah, he's gonna get them.
Yeah, you can get a lot of them now. Yeah, this hurts in all seriousness. This hurts the depth of one of your strongest units. And I knew it was weird that I watched that whole game Sunday and I didn't know that Derek Barnett played. I didn't even know if he played or not.
Remember we said that?
Yeah. So I don't even I got to go back and look and see, did he leave the game early? Was it noticeable or anything of that nature? But now he's done. According to Adam Schefter, and man, just more bad news, man. Just more bad news.
Yeah,
a team that's already,
oh my God,
you know, that's needs talent added. You can't afford to lose one of your better pass rushers.
Yeah, no, and while the defense, I think the pass rush has gotten better. He's a young guy that, as the season goes on, you would expect to have fresher legs towards the end of the season. So. That's a big loss, man. It is. It's a big loss, and it's just, you know, at some point you have to start asking yourself, man, these injuries. Last year they overcame all of them.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a lot of things you don't even see coming. Is Darren Sproles next, Ike? I mean, it's the longest hamstring injury, longest mild or week to week injury I've ever seen.
I would imagine. Listen, I would say, well.
Well, at this point,
we don't even know if he's going to play this week or not. But then you got the bye week, so.
And I don't see. I don't know if he. Derek Barnett had two tackles and one for a loss on Sunday. So he was definitely out there. I don't remember him out there that much.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to it. 888-729-9494. Bill in Port Richmond. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you,
Great
Bill?
To listen to you every day.
Thank you.
What up, Bill?
Listen, I think it's Doug's fault. He's the guy who said it. You got to put it down his feet. Because the only thing that's changed really from last year is the play calling. Is how much more dynamic is Blunt than the guys you have now? Or
how much more dynamic is Blunt versus the guys you have out there now?
Yeah, I mean, how much different?
I don't know how much more dynamic he is than those guys, but I know he's a better running back than those guys.
That's fine, but if you don't call the runs, you're not going to get any yards. And are you telling me the last quarter of last game, I was there, I hated it. Walking out, I was thinking one thing. This is Andy Reid 2.0. It felt terrible.
How much do you think Andy's running out there in Kansas City right now?
He's throwing.
He's throwing.
He's also got weapons to throw, and
like quarterback. Like every other team in this league is doing. They're throwing.
But how much more different is this team than last year? And you know, I think of one thing. I look at New England, and I compare them to us, and I see, hey, our receiving core is better than theirs.
Uh huh.
Tight end as a whole.
Whoa! It's better than New England's receiving core.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No, I know it's not. We got two receivers.
I think Alshon Jeffrey is better than anybody that. Maybe not with Josh Gordon, but.
Okay, Josh Gordon. They got Gronkowski. They got Julian Edelman.
We got pretty good tight ends, too, I think.
Okay, but I said Zach Ertz.
I don't think it's ridiculous to say that Alshon Jeffrey's better than the wide receivers. I don't want to hear Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon's a nice complimentary player. I mean, he hasn't accomplished what Alshon Jeffrey's accomplished in the last year or two or before that.
Okay.
I think Alshon Jeffrey would be the best receiver on that team.
That's fine. That's one player.
It is.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey is not the issue.
I'd like to have James White on this team.
Hold on. Alshon Jeffrey is not the issue.
Correct.
So, I mean, I'm fine with what Alshon Jeffrey is doing. We need more than Alshon Jeffrey.
But I agree that it's not, the roster's not that different from last year to this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're right about the running backs. They don't have LeGarrette Blount. And while he's not a quote-unquote dynamic player, he didn't have to be.
I'm not comparing. You're the one that's doing the comparing to last year. Comparing to this year. I'm comparing to what offenses are doing in its league and what the Eagles are lacking. That's what I'm looking at. I look at this offense, and they struggle to move the ball and chunk plays.
They can't make big plays, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I look at. That's comparing them to last year doesn't do me any good. All I know is this year, the offense lacks explosiveness. The offensive line is not nearly as good as it was last year. I don't care if all five of the guys are the same guys. Hold on. Yeah. They aren't playing at the same level. The offensive line is not playing at the same level they played last year.
Agreed.
Which is also an issue.
It is.
So that's not Doug.
Okay. I'll give you that. That's not Doug. But you were able to get explosive plays last year out of the same receiving core you're not getting this year. So it's fair to look at last year compared to this year.
I don't see how it is when I'm just, A, the players aren't the same. B, the offensive line isn't playing as well as they played last year. I believe they gave up 17 sacks the entire year last year.
Offensive line isn't even close.
Carson has been sacked 17 times in 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They can't run the ball. They ran the ball 24 times Sunday. They barely averaged 3 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
They can't run the ball. Like, they can't. I don't care what play calls Doug makes. Doesn't matter. If you don't have players, the play calls aren't going to work.
Yeah, but it does matter. I just can't give him a pass because, oh, well, the running backs aren't good enough, so we're not going to run the ball. We're
going
to try to do something else.
You keep going to the running back. I'm talking about the offense in its entire. I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah, I don't see much of a difference in what. The only difference I see is they were able to have success last year. And you're right, Torrey Smith.
Is Doug responsible for Nelson Aguilar having drop problems?
I would say he's responsible for throwing it to him 6 times at the line of scrimmage out of his 7 targets. Yeah.
What about when they threw it deep, threw it to him down the field in Tampa and Tennessee, and he dropped the ball?
The third down. No, that's not Doug.
The third down. It was just one play.
Well,
he has more than one drop on a year.
No, but I was the third down. It would have been a first down on that drive that you were talking about. That's what I'm referring to.
No, he had about 3 in that game. Not to mention the fumble. All I'm telling you is that a play call is just a play call.
Okay.
Players have to execute the play call. You got to block it up correctly. When it's thrown to you, you have to catch it. The quarterback has to throw it to the correct guy.
If I am going to praise Doug for how great he was as a play caller last year, I'm going to criticize him when it's not working this year.
I didn't say you couldn't criticize him. You're saying he's the blame. That's the biggest issue. We know that there's facets to this whole team that's responsible for them being 3-4.
Correct.
So no one is blameless.
I didn't say
Doug was blameless. I just said he's not the biggest issue. In my opinion, the biggest issue are the players.
Notable Eagles now on IR, Ike, or the PUP list, or the non-football injury list. Jay Ajayi, Rodney McLeod, Timmy Jernigan, Mike Wallace, Mac Hollins, Maragos, Rogers, and now soon to be Derek Barnett. And that's you compare that to last year, that's actually, it may be more players, but last year you lost Hall of Fame and Pro Bowl type players on there. That's amazing. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Mike Quick coming up next. We'll discuss the offense, the defense. And like, there's still people out there saying you're wrong. It's the defense, not the offense. The defense is the problem. Defense is a problem sometimes.
Yeah. It is.
They're not blameless.
Nobody is. No one is on this team.
And we also have, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, a growing number of Carson Wentz isn't clutch truthers, led by Elliot Short Parks and Ben Livingston.
There you go. We blame Carson.
Well, he deserves a little bit, but I'm not going not clutch yet. Go. I'm going to defend the young man today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.